I can't believe I'm getting my nails done. And you said it was going to be fun.
Which it kind of is.
Also, you said there were going to be other guys here. There are no other guys here.
Chandler, there's a guy right over there.
That's a mailman. That's our mailman.
Hi, how are you?
Chandler, don't worry. This doesn't make you any less of a guy. That does. What am I sitting on? I'd hate to think what this woman was scratching when this broke off.
Hey, you know who used to have nails like that?
No. Oh, my God! Joey, let me ask you a question. This has been driving me crazy. What does this light switch do?
Oh, nothing.
Did it drive you crazy to have a switch and not know what it did?
I know what it did. Nothing.
They wouldn't have put it there if it didn't do something. How can you not care?
Like this.
Well, here's another question for you. Do you know what that little silver knob on the toilet does?
Sure, it flushes it.
Okay, good. Now, since you know, when you come over, would you mind actually using it?
Hello?
Hey.
Ah! Oh, my God, wow. Guess who we ran into today? Janice?
Is this amazing?
How have you been?
Well, I'm divorced.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm riding the alimony pony.
Oh, there it is.
I just came up to say hi. Hi. And you, sweetie, I'll see you later.
Okay.
I'll see you tonight.
Okay, bye.
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 I can't stand the woman.
Her.
I know, but you know all those little annoying things that she did before we fell in love? You know, like her voice and her laugh and her personality? Well, they're all back, you know? And she's picked up like 9 new ones.
So what are you doing bringing her here? There's people here.
Don't worry about it. I'm taking care of it tonight.
You are not. You have never been able to break up with her.
Well, I don't have to break up with her this time. We're not involved. I'm going to do a preemptive strike. I'm going to end it with her before it starts. My ass is like frozen.
Yeah, try sticking it in the freezer for 20 minutes. I'm telling you.
I can't believe you really walk alone here at night. I mean, you hear such stories about New York.
No, it's really not that bad. I mean, I for one feel perfectly safe.
Help! Help! Help!
No, 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 Ross. Ross, these are friends of mine from home. Liam, Devon, this is Ross.
Oh.
Hi, Mac.
Hey.
How are you, man?
That was a good one, huh? Help! Help!
I've been meaning to ring you ever since I arrived, but, well, I've been rather busy.
Do you realise we have not seen each other since the night that U2 concert?
Oh, my God, I think you're right.
Well, actually, the last time you and I saw each other was the next morning.
Oh, Liam.
Oh, Liam. So, what, were you guys playing soccer or something? Or should I call it football?
We were playing rugby. In fact, we're playing a game at the park tomorrow. You're welcome to play too if you want.
Ross, play rugby? I don't think so.
What? What's so funny about that?
Well, I mean, you're American to start with. You don't really have rugby here.
Well, we didn't have freedom here until 1776 either, so...
So good then. We'll see you at Riverside Park at 2. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Oh boy, I just love to sing.
Yes, I know that you do. I think one of the reasons people were complaining, though, was because most of the people had paid to hear the actor sing Old Man River.
Oh, look at us. Who would have thought that Cupid had a station at 14th Street Nails?
Okay, we have to talk. I'm just getting out of a very serious relationship.
I know, and I'm just getting out of a marriage. I mean, talk about meant to be.
Right, but I just think this is happening too soon.
Oh, too soon, too schmoon. Face it, honey, I am not letting you get away this time.
I hear ya. But, unfortunately, my company is transferring me overseas.
Oh, no. Where to? To Paris?
No, no, not Paris.
Oh, to London? Oh, no, Rome? Vienna? Oh, ooh, Barcelona?
Okay, could you just stop talking for a second? Yemen. That's right, yes. I'm being transferred to Yemen.
When?
I don't know exactly.
Oh, well, I will just have to soak up every ounce of Chandler Bing until that moment comes.
But I do know it's sometime tomorrow.
You done?
Yep.
Hey.
What's up?
The switch thing has been driving me crazy. So I turned it off and checked every outlet. Now, four of them don't work, which means one of them has to be controlled by the switch. So I plugged in things in all four outlets that make noise. That way, when I turn it on, I just follow the noise and find out which one it is.
I better stop listening before you did.
You know, you also could have used lamps and then followed the light. Yeah, well, I'm using noise. Okay. All right, so everybody ready? Here we go. I hear something. I hear something. Where is it? It's coming from Joey. Oh, my God, that's so freaky. Turn him off!
Goes back to England with the set scrub in center field.
Oh, hey! Hi! Could we put on the news? I think it might be raining.
Oh, just hold on a sec. I'm watching this rugby thing on ESPN. I don't know what the big deal is. I'm man enough to play this sport.
Dude, you're not even man enough to order the channel that carries the sport.
Hey there, Ross.
Hey!
Janice.
You know, you really didn't have to help me pack.
Oh, well, when you said all you were going to be doing between now and the time you leave is packing, you really didn't leave me much choice, did you?
Well, I thought I did, but I guess I did not.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I'm packing. You know, I'm packing because I'm moving to Yemen tomorrow.
Well, thanks for telling me.
I'm going to pretend moving to Yemen, okay? It's the only way I can get rid of her.
Oh, good one.
And Yemen, that actually sounds like a real country.
Hey, Chandler, come on. I'm going to show you how to roll up your underwear and stuff it in your shoes. It's a real space saver.
Yeah, no, I do that because it makes me look taller.
Okay, Chandler, come on.
Okay.
Joey, trade lies with me.
Nope.
Man, look at this. Ross, I can't believe you said you'd play rugby. I mean, look how brutal this is.
Hey, I can handle it, all right?
Please, Ross. You got hurt playing badminton with my dad.
That's because your mom's dog kept looking at me.
Okay, Ross, look. Right here? It's called a scrum, okay? It's kind of like a huddle.
And is a hum kind of like a scruttle?
Ross, they're going to kill you.
Well, why are you doing this anyway?
Well, you should have seen the guy that you used to go out with. I mean, he's like Joe Rugby.
You're kidding. And he plays rugby? That's so funny. Oh, I see. You did that. All right.
Anyway, she thought the very idea of me playing rugby with him was, like, hilarious. So I'm going to show her how tough I really am.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you're right. You're right. You are a tough guy. You're the toughest paleontologist I know.
All right.
Come on, look, Ross can take care of himself. It's not like he's Chandler.
Thanks.
Look, don't worry about me, okay? I'll just look real energetic and stay away from the ball. I'll be that guy right outside the circle.
Jomo, to back, to Bracken.
Oh!
Well, maybe there was a dog looking at him.
Ross. You want to stay away from that guy and that guy and that one? Dude, they're all huge.
They don't look any bigger than me.
Well, maybe that's because you're closer to you. So you look bigger to you from where you are.
I'm just going to go and say hello to the lads, all right?
All right. Okay.